32. She Who Has No Name. We were fucked. Well and truly. As I stalked the walls with the glinting overseer's blade in my hand, smiting what hobgoblins managed to make it over the walls and onto the platforms where the archers stood, I knew our defeat was inevitable. There had to be at least 100 of the vile creatures, if not more down there, and we had less than a handful of archers among all the town's ranks. Most of those were not even archers by trade, rather, they were a motley crew of adventurers who had some skill with the bow. I did not have high hopes for the rest of the adventurers and guards in the town, because most of them were so low level, I doubted they could take on one of these hobgoblins. Still, I would fight until the end, and perhaps beyond it. After all, I was the Blue Death, and I would earn my nickname. I would be an army unto myself. Another hobgoblin leapt off his siege ladder and landed on the platform before me. He grinned at me, green spittle dribbling from his lips as he smacked his jaws together.
Lady Slime.
He was probably about to say more, but I stopped that by extending my hand and stretching my index finger forward with lightning speed. In an instant, it turned into a piercing blade of green-blue slime that speared through his open mouth and punched out the back of his skull. I quickly withdrew my hand and allowed his corpse to fall to the floor as a sword punched through my back and ripped out of my chest. It probably would have hurt if I had a real body or any vital organs to speak of, but as a slime, I did not have those things. The hobgoblin in question should have known that, should have fled in terror before my blade. Instead, my body instantly reformed so that I was facing him. And with one quick step, I was so close that the hilt of his shitty little sword pressed against my abdomen. And then my slime reached up over that hilt and grasped his arm. He screamed and tried to release his grip, but unfortunately he was already caught, like a fly in a spider's web that did not already know it was dead. Normally, I'd have eaten him here and now, pulled him inside me and dissolved him until less than skin and bone remained in a process that would let him experience each and every last moment of his life in earth-shaking agony. Fortunately for him, there was no time for that. A slash of my sword removed his head from his shoulders, and as blood geysered into the air and his body slumped, I released my hold on his hand. With that done, I kicked him backward off the platform and into the ladder he'd used to climb up, knocking the whole thing backward and sending half a dozen hobgoblins crashing to the ground 20 feet below. Then, as I drew the sword he'd planted in me from my body and held it in my left hand, I heard the war cry. "What could this be?" I said aloud as my eyes flicked toward the sound in time to see a sight I'd never quite beheld. The Otherworlder was coming down from the far ridge on a dire bear, and hell was coming with him. An army of all sorts of creatures, some familiar and some not, surged after him. And as I watched, stupefied by the sight, he slammed into the hobgoblin's left canopy like an avenging god. Even from here, I could see the way his dire bear ripped through the ranks like they were so much wet paper, and then the rest of his army hit right after, obliterating what had to have been several dozen troops in a single sally. The canopy came crashing to the ground as he passed through it and reached our gates a moment later. The fires were still burning from when the vile hobgoblins had doused it with pitch and set it ablaze. After that, the bastards had kept the fires going with a massive bonfire, fueled by wood they'd no doubt stolen from the farmers in the valley to the west when they'd come through the area in a scythe of blood and death. The Otherworlder settled himself in front of our gates, and as he did, his forces broke into two groups. The group he led spread in front of the gate, no doubt to keep the vile hobgoblins from using their battering ram once the flames ate away enough of the door, while the other followed a strange-looking winged woman on the other dire bear. She led a charge straight for the ram itself, and even though her entire troop was shot full of arrows by the hobgoblin archers within the remaining canopies, they didn't seem to mind. I'd heard tales of the Black Mountains and the Frozen North, and the living dead that resided within that snowy realm, how you had to shoot them a dozen or more times to put them down, and even then, the dead didn't quite seem to stay dead. If I had known better, I'd have said that was what this was. Still, I was not one to look a gift horse in the mouth. As the woman and her dire bear hit the canopy over the ram and it fell, I couldn't help but let out a squeal of glee. "Kill them all!" I shouted as I slashed through another hobgoblin foolish enough to leap over the wall and face me. As his bloody corpse hit the ground, I stepped over him and flung his ladder to the ground. It was no use, though, because the ladder I had knocked down only a moment before was already back up, and hobgoblins were racing up it like the green monkeys of the Dinuvian jungles, faster even. I'd barely managed to stem their tide when I heard the sound of a drum. The crazy beat of it ripped through the air, and with it, I felt myself grow strangely energized, and gods be, I couldn't help but turn toward it. The movement cost me because a hobgoblin's thrown spear pierced the left side of my face, but it was no effort to fling the projectile back at its source a dozen yards away and pin him to the wall like a macabre flutterby. I spun back to the gate, ready to take the fight to the hobgoblins. Only what I saw there was beyond my ken. The fires were out, and the entirety of the gate was sheathed in a wall of blue ice a foot thick that crawled out over the walls themselves like icy fingers of death. Then the ground began to rumble and shake. I nearly lost my balance and had to reach out to grab the wall for stability as a trench a half dozen feet wide opened up between the army of hobgoblins and the town itself. The chasm stretched so far in either direction that I knew it would be difficult to go around, and because of that, there would be no way to build enough momentum for the battering ram, especially because the area between the trench and the town was now a thick sheet of ice in midsummer. It was baffling beyond measure. That's when the lady on her bear hit another canopy, and while this one didn't go down as easily, it still went down. When it broke, I couldn't help but smile because, with its fall, I could tell the hobgoblin's morale was broken. No, that wasn't quite true. It wasn't just that crushing blow to their front line that was turning the hobgoblins. There was something about the music, too. While it filled me with strength and energy, I could tell that it had the opposite effect on the enemy. "Good," I spat as I flung a hobgoblin body from the wall. He hit the edge of the trench with a sickening crack that certainly shattered his back. I spun on my heel, about to sprint down to the ladder that they would have no doubt raised again, but found it wasn't there. Confusion split my brow as I peered over the wall and found it had been obliterated. As I stared at it in confusion for a moment longer, an arrow wreathed in green pulsing flame shot by below and hit the ladder to my far left with enough force to blow out the middle of it like it was made of kindling. Hobgoblins fell as the ladder crumbled beneath them, and I instantly knew this was the Otherworlder's doing. I did not know how he did it, but as I heard the hobgoblin's horn call for a retreat, I knew one thing to be true. He had saved us. That meant that, as the highest-ranking member of the Adventurer's Guild in Klukas, it was my job to see that he was well rewarded for his aid. And if that brought him closer to joining our guild, that would be good too. A smile I couldn't help tugged at my lips as the last of the hobgoblin forces disappeared into the tree line. Yes, him joining us would be very good indeed.